This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. This week, I want to discuss an aspect of being Mitzapel Yeshua, not necessarily following the Sefer inside, but identifying that if indeed there is an obligation that we need to await the coming of Mashiach, then like all mitzvahs, there are always designated times to fulfill the mitzvah. Like, when are we supposed to fulfill the mitzvah? You know, it's interesting. I'm going to share with you. The Torah says put on tefillin. How often are you supposed to put on tefillin? Do you put on tefillin once a year? You know, like we remember Amalek once a year. Should you do it on the hour? Do you do it once a week? There's a Kesef Mishnah that says that if the Torah gives a mitzvah, and the Torah does not specify when to fulfill the mitzvah, it's at least once a day. So therefore, we put on tefillin once a day. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, there's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem that you could technically fulfill any time. But that doesn't mean you should never fulfill it. At least once a day, you should fulfill the mitzvah. Tefillah as well, according to the Rambam, tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So how often? The Rambam says once a day. So the question is, what about the mitzvah of awaiting the coming of Mashiach? We don't really know, we haven't really been given a designated time that, okay, this is the proper time to fulfill this mitzvah. You know, if we observe something, kemat, practically, b'chol tfutzos Yisrael, in all streams of the Jewish people, there was a song composed about a little more than 450 years ago. It was composed from one of the all-time great Kedoshim, Reb Shlomo Alkabetz. He lived in a generation of great tzaddikim, the Beis Yosef, the Ari, the Alshich, the Charedim. And kemat most of the Jewish people greet Shabbos with L'chadoidi L'kras Kala Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. The problem is that of the 10 stanzas of this piyut, only 4 of them are even related to Shabbos. We say L'chadoidi L'kras Kala Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. We say Shamar V'zachar B'dibor Echad. We say L'kras Shabbos L'chuven Elcha. And then at the end we say Boi V'shalem Eteres Bala. Do we even realize Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha? That's not about Shabbos. Hisnari Me'afar Kumi Hisoiri Loi Sevoishi V'hayulim Shisa Yamin Usmail. 6 out of 10 have nothing to do with Shabbos at all. It's all about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So I want to share with you a epic insight of Rav Moshe Shapiro. And this insight actually has halachic ramifications. The Gemara says in Tainis Adav Chavtes that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Matzoi Shabbos. And then the Gemara continues, V'chein Mishnia, likewise the second Beis HaMikdash. Now why would that be? Great things are never a coincidence. Why was the Beis HaMikdash Dafka destroyed Matzoi Shabbos both the first time and the second time? Says the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael Perek Ches that Saturday night is designated for Chorban. Why? Because so long as you're headed toward Shabbos, destruction is not possible. Churban is not possible. As long as you're headed to Shabbos, it is impossible to have Churban. So you say then it's impossible to have Churban. We're always headed to Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. Hayom Yom Revi'i B'Shabbos. We're always headed to Shabbos. So how is Churban Beis HaMikdash possible? The answer is there's only one window the entire week that we're not headed toward, but rather we're moving away. Matzoi Shabbos. We're not headed toward, we're moving away. If we're moving away from Shabbos, that's the only window that there could be Churban. And the reason is, Rabbi Isai, because Shabbos and Geula and Beis HaMikdash are synonymous. That's right. Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash are synonymous. What Shabbos is to time, the Mikdash is to space. Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash of time. The Beis HaMikdash is the Shabbos of space. So long as you're headed toward Shabbos, you can't have destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Only when you're moving away from the Mikdash of Shabbos could you have Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That is why throughout the Torah we always find that the subjects of Chorban, of the Mishkan and Shabbos are grouped together. In Kisisa Perek Lamed Aleph, Re'ei Karasi V'Shem, B'tzalel Ben Uri Ben Chor L'mate Yehuda, V'ayir Me'ashem Ha'moshe Le'mar, Ache Shabsoi Sai Tishmairo. Or Sheishas Yomim Teyas Malach Vayakel Perek Lamed Hey Lo Yisavaru Eish Pasakei Kachume Yitchem Tshumal Hashem. What Shabbos is in time, the Mikdash is in space. What the Mikdash is in space, Shabbos is in time. Shabbos is the Mikdash of time. The Mikdash is Shabbos of space. You know, it's amazing. There are two chapters of Tehillim. Many people are very familiar with the words of Tehillim. It's important to have an understanding sometimes of the general theme of some of the chapters of Tehillim. Two times in Tehillim, David HaMelech deals with the age-old question, the question of Tzadik V'Raloi. In Perek Ayin Gimel, David HaMelech says, I wondered, the wicked say, I can't understand, David HaMelech says, the arrogant, they place their mouth against the heaven while their tongue walks here on this world. They say, Eicha Yada'el, does the Supreme One have knowledge? These wicked have peace. David HaMelech says, V'achashiv aladasois, I wanted to understand the success of the wicked, and I couldn't understand. Ad avay al mikdashay kael, avina liacharisam, until I got to the Beis HaMikdash. Until I came to the realm of Mikdash, I could not understand the suffering of the righteous. But David reiterates kemat the exact same idea in chapter 92. In Parak Tzadi Beis, where David HaMelech says, I don't understand. Ish bar lo yedo, chsil lo yavin esois. Befreach resham k'mayesev. Lihisham dem adeyad. On Shabbos, in Mizmar Shir liyoy ma Shabbos, David HaMelech has the courage to explain the question of Ishbar lo yeda uchsil lo yavin asoyz befrach v'sham k'mayesev. Why do the wicked flourish? The age-old question, Tzadik V'Raloi, has one answer. We can understand it in a realm called Shabbos / Mikdash. Shabbos of time, Mikdash of space. And therefore, as we greet the Shabbos simultaneously, synonymous with embracing the Shabbos, synonymous with awaiting the Shabbos, is awaiting the Geula. That's why every night of the week we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad. But Friday night, we say, Ha Poirehe, Sukkah Shalom Aleinu, V'al Kol Amo Yisrael, V'al Yerushalayim. Why do we talk about Yerushalayim? What is it, Yerushalayim Day? It's Shabbos. Yerushalayim is synonymous with Shabbos. What Shabbos is in time, Yerushalayim is in space. Comes the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam says, what's Kavod Shabbos? You wrap, you wash your face, your hands, your feet in hot water. You wrap in tzitzis. You sit... in solemnness, says the Rambam, Miyachel Hakbalas Pnei Shabbos, awaiting, yearning, pining for the coming of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah, the same way there's a mitzvah to be mitzapeh li Yeshua, there's a mitzvah to be mitzapeh for Shabbos. Not that Shabbos comes and it drags you in because you're running to greet the Shabbos that already came. No. You're there. You're awaiting the coming of Shabbos. The same way the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim Perek Yirav Halacha Aleph, that Kol mi she'enoy mamin boy, or mi she'enoy mechakel lebiyasai. Just like we learned that part of the tenet of faith to believe in the coming of Mashiach and to await its coming, we likewise await the Shabbos. What exists for Geula exists for Shabbos. We're mitzapeh for Shabbos, we're mitzapeh leGeula. Says Rav Moshe Shapiro, Kedai la'ameitz aseh halacha l'maisa. This is not Jewish ideology. Okay, friends, so here's the upshot. This is not just Jewish philosophy, Jewish theology, Jewish thought. This is halacha l'maisa, says Rav Moshe Shapiro. If Shabbos and Mikdash are synonymous, if just like we await the coming of Mashiach, we await the coming of the Shabbos, then this great ideal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us to await the coming of Mashiach, this great ideal, when do we fulfill it? When should we be Mekayim, being Mitzapeh L'Geula? Well, since Shabbos is synonymous with Mikdash, then at the time that's designated to await the coming of the Shabbos, namely Kabbalas Shabbos, that is the designated time. Of course, we're always supposed to await the coming of Mashiach, but of all the times, the designated time to await the coming of Mashiach more than any other time, Kabbalas Shabbos. Kabbalas Shabbos is designated to be Mekayim Tzipisa LeYeshua. Kabbalah Shabbos is the designated juncture and window to fulfill the great objective of awaiting the coming of Mashiach. May He come speedily in our times.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.